Fred Nats on deck. Game two at Carolina. Eric Bock joined by Luke Dickerson. Ended up having the winning RBI in last night's one-run Fred Nat victory. Luke, coming up on 2 months as a Fred Nat, let's just generally check in. How do you think it's been your first couple months in full season ball?
I mean, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, the ups and the downs, just taking everything into account and just trying to go out there and be myself each and every day. And, you know, when times are tough, you're just trying to go out there and, you know, put up some runs and help your team in any way, shape, or form just to win.
You and I sat down the day after you got here. You had that really good first game. What do you think this guy sitting next to me now knows that that guy back then didn't just 2 months later?
Yeah, just the grind and everything you got to put in each and every day to go out there and be your best. You know, days are long and it's a long season, so just preparing your body and everything you got to do before games to get yourself right to go out there and perform your best.
I imagine that in your first real go-around in pro ball at age 19, that this is the most you've ever failed athletically. How have you mentally dealt with that?
Yeah, it's definitely been the most I've failed. And, you know, times are tough, but, you know, just staying true to yourself and just knowing that, you know, there's a plan and you're here for a reason and to just keep working. And, yeah, that's really the only thing you can do. You can't really focus on, you know, the bad parts or what's going wrong. And you just got to keep going out there and competing and know that, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Let's talk about some of the good parts. The extra base pop has been there. You've got double-digit doubles since you've been here. When the results have gone your way, what do you think are some things that you have been doing to have those positive results?
Just having a clear mind and just going out there and being myself. Not really getting too caught up in, you know, trying to do this or trying to do that. It's just letting, you know, my athleticism be and just, you know, being myself and not trying to do too much. And that's, you know, that's when everyone's at their best. They're just staying within themselves and going out there and competing.
I see you for hours every day grinding defensively before these games, you know, taking hundreds of ground balls, making hundreds of throws. What do you think has evolved the most about your defensive game at shortstop since you've begun your Fredericksburg journey?
Just being quick to the ball. I'm just trying to, you know, get better reads off the bat. It's definitely different from, you know, how a metal bat versus a wood bat and just how the ball comes off. So just being able to get those reads has been, I feel like, a big you know, focus of mine of just trying to get better and, you know, just being quick and efficient.
Let's talk about this ball club. A win tonight means the Fred Nats are in first place in the North Division in the second half. It's been a really good second half for the team in general. You were here for the last month of the first half. Obviously, you've been here for the whole second half. What do you think has flipped for this team to see the success go its way?
Yeah, everyone's just sticking to it. You know, guys are starting to get hot. We're starting to swing it. We're continuing to compete all game. You know, yesterday we go down early, stuff like that, and we're just competing the whole time. This team really just never gives up. We're always fighting till the end, and it's been shown recently.
Luke Dickerson with us on Fred Nats on Deck. It seems to me, as somebody that's around the team pretty much every day, that it's a very close clubhouse. Would you agree, one? And two, how does that help just the dynamics of a really long season in the hot summer months?
Yeah, we have a great bond in the locker room. We're all really close friends. We all hang out. We talk a lot. We're all really close. So I feel like, you know, just the long season and, you know, as times get a little tougher towards the end and, you know, everyone's getting a little tired and stuff, just being able to, you know, talk to the guys, rely on the guys and just make it a little easier on ourselves, even just to get away from the game or our minds and just be able to have fun with each other and just create that bond it's definitely huge.
You mentioned getting away from the games. I know your family was in town in Fredericksburg over 4th of July weekend, got to watch the fireworks in the stadium. That had to be a good step back from the game to kind of get you back to your roots a little bit, right?
Absolutely. You know, seeing the family, my little siblings, just to have them out there for 4th of July and, you know, just spend that quality time and, you know, just it really means everything just to see them and be around them and it's awesome.
How would your siblings describe Luke Dickerson as a big brother?
Oh, man. Probably caring, loving. You know, I try to do everything for them that I can. Just be around for them, be a good brother, and, you know, teach them things. Definitely a person to look up to.
All-star break coming up. Any special plans or just going to head home and try to unplug?
Yeah, just head back to Jersey, you know, see some family, see some old friends, you know, try and still do some baseball stuff as it's still some good bit of season left, but definitely just, you know, try and get my mind away and hang out with the guys.
Maybe get yourself into a body of water.
Yeah, I know we just got a new house and there's a pool. I don't think we can swim in it yet, but I know my grandma's got a pool and stuff, so I might try and go swimming a little bit, so we'll see.
I'm sure that you can find a body of water over the All-Star break. Luke Dickerson with us on Fred Nats on Deck. Appreciate you.
Thank you.